Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together. Welcome to episode 77, Embracing Change in an Uncertain World. I have been quiet in 2020, not only in my audio recordings for the podcast, but also in video on my Facebook pages for Love Wide Open and Heidi Dallaire. And the reason for that is this year's been, let's just say, interesting. And I decided to just really hunker down and get really clear on who I wanted to be coming out of this year. And I really hunkered down, and instead of doing so much on social media, because there was a lot of chatter and a lot of noise, that I was really focusing in on my clients and their needs and doing some really deep work around people-pleasing and boundaries. And wow, if you just had a few minutes on social media anywhere, you could see that boundary crossing and poor boundaries were everywhere and still are and running a little bit rampant. Anyway, coming back to this whole embracing change in an uncertain world, I really had to learn how to pivot. And I've always been one who can kind of just go with the flow, but I found this to be a little bit more difficult this year. What I found the most helpful is getting super quiet, really going within, really building and growing my own spiritual practice and my place in the world, and again, who I wanted to be coming out of 2020 and heading into 2021. And I think I've got a really pretty good handle on that and what I want to do for myself and also to serve my clients and the world. So let's get to it here. Your ability to embrace change shows that you have a potential, and it allows you to develop and create in a way that keeping the status quo will not. You know, keeping the status quo, was there one this year? I don't think so. Again, this year really forced us all to make some changes in life, or not, and really suffer. Yet despite knowing that change is good for us, people have a nearly unanimous aversion to change because it's lack of control. Uncertainty and a fear of failure are all reasons we run from change. If you can master your negative reactions to change and instead learn to welcome the opportunities that change brings, you'll find yourself at an advantage to those around you and more at peace with any turbulence that may come into your life. Now, there are some small mindful steps that you can take to help you learn to embrace change. And I'm only going to talk about three of them here.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
First one is controlling your ego. Again, we saw egos fly everywhere. If you had any visual or audio on any social media or the news. So anyway, controlling your ego. First, when change is thrust upon you, you need to be able to control your ego. Setting your ego aside means accepting that you do not know it all. Very likely, you must learn something new. Maybe even something that will negate any expert knowledge you enjoyed in the past. Humility can be hard for most people. Change brings challenge, and challenge brings an opportunity for success or for failure. Yeah, you might fail. You might disappoint those around you. You might lose money, and you might embarrass yourself. Greeting change with doubt and insecurity has an unpleasant way of being self-fulfilling. So if you think you will fail, you are more likely to fail. Conversely, if you think you will succeed, you are more likely to take the steps necessary to ensure that you do. You want to try to create a plan to introduce the change gradually into your life at predictable intervals. This way, you're pushing yourself forward, but not all at once. Success and adapting to a new challenge will not happen overnight like anything else. If you practice, you're going to get better at it. Now, I know this all sounds like, well, hey, Heidi, listen, this year I didn't have a chance to practice. Change just came and came and came and came and came and came and came. So how did you handle that? What did you do as it was just thrust upon you and you kept feeling the weight of change, like bearing down on your shoulders? Did you just let it pile up, or did you say to yourself, okay, I need to do something. I need to take a step forward. All right, step number two is be proactive. Often we can see change coming long before it arrives, but we seldom do anything to prepare. Now, you might say, no one was prepared for a pandemic. No, we weren't. But there have been signs along the way that have been preparing us for major, deep change within our world, within our societies, within ourselves. So being prepared means the change will feel less chaotic and will allow you to assist friends or colleagues in the same situation. Change is a wonderful opportunity to set an example for other people to look up to you. By initiating the goodwill and support necessary to succeed, rather than resisting change until acceptance is unavoidable, you can serve as a positive role model for those around you. And that's where I found that I was actually probably the most helpful for clients and friends, is that as I embraced change and was able to adapt, I was able to help others do so, or they could see that, all right, I'm not going to just lie down and let this ruin me. What are the steps forward? How do we just keep moving on? Step number three, avoid complacency. So some of the best advice I ever received was, don't allow yourself to become too comfortable. When you're comfortable, whether in your work life, in your life in general, you become complacent. While being satisfied and unworried in life may seem like a great place to be, complacency can have a devastating influence on your productivity, creativity, and desire to engage with the world and the people around you. So in other words, imagine yourself in the sloth-like comfort of your couch in front of the TV versus picturing yourself organizing and planting that herb garden on your balcony that looked so lovely in the magazine photo. One version of yourself is safely nestled in a familiar routine, while the other is trying something new. Find comfort in being uncomfortable because it means you are becoming an even better version of yourself. You are then embracing new things to grow yourself. Ideally, our lives contain a balance of dependable comfort and routine, while also challenging us with new opportunities to grow and develop. So how do we keep ourselves becoming complacent? Well, that's a good question. Our natural compulsion when faced with a new situation is to work to make our life predictable and reliable again, to try to get back to the norm that we've always been living in. But when we've been following the same pattern for a long time, it's far less instinctual to seek ways to disrupt that pattern. Most people wait to deal with change until it is thrust upon them, which means overcoming that reluctance before you can even begin to react to the change. You would be wise to make change a constant in your life. Take this year, for example. Life changed every day for almost everyone. There was a new norm every day. So complacency has a way of sneaking into our lives. So it's so important to consciously add new experiences on a regular basis. You can add new experiences by participating in community events, volunteering yourself for new projects at work, or daring yourself to try out new pastimes and hobbies. The results may actually surprise you. What have you taken on this year that you've never done in the past? I've done more reading this year than I have in years past, and it's been wonderful. I've read more about history to try to understand what's going on in the world, because history tells us a lot of where we've been and where we are headed. I've also taken on an even larger love for nature, because within nature, truly for me, lie all the answers. It's all right there in front of us when we can get quiet. So, embracing change in a really unpredictable world. How are you going to do that? What changes are you going to make? Or what step forwards or out from underneath the heaviness will you take to say, today is a new day. Today, I embrace any changes and challenges that come at me. Will I be successful at all of them? Maybe yes. Maybe no. But I believe there are some really exciting things out there for all of us. If you'd like to learn more about how I can assist you and work with you one-on-one, you can go to HeidiDelair.com and check out the Work With Me page. I hold one-on-one heart space sessions, and I look forward to hearing from any of you who have comments or interest in talking about this subject even more. You can write to me at hello@HeidiDelair.com or Heidi@lovewideopen.com. Either one will work. I look forward to 2021 with all of you and the world and see where we can go. Who do you want to be moving forward? Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Delair. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Delair on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDelair.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.